Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz.
A word. Ooh, y'all, a word. When I tell y'all a word, and depends in the forms that it can come to you and reach you, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how God sometimes uses people, places, or timing, or things like that to truly, truly speak to you. I mean, God. Whew. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into it. Y'all already know what's up. This is Spaz. What's going on, loves? I hope all is well. Life is good for you guys right now. Peace being on to you guys and so forth. It's been a minute since I came and spoke to you guys, since we had my girl, Deb, join us and teach us and give us tips about home ownership. I really hope that you guys received that episode very well and that you found it to be semi-inspiring and useful, because it definitely was diamonds dropped there. And I'm just really, really excited and happy that she actually, you know, I was able to catch her and link up with her and make time. I need to get better at making time for my friends anyways. My real ones, my good ones. I really do, because we're getting older and we all know that life is not promised. And so I really need to get better with that. And I've been doing really, really good. I've been doing really, really good with that, unknowingly. But anywho, you know, this week we're going to go ahead and discuss a word. You know what I'm saying? Messages, hidden messages that could be right in your face that you don't even, I don't know, maybe you're not in the mind frame to receive it. Maybe vision is kind of foggy for you at the moment, or I don't know, whatever the circumstances are, because everybody has different circumstances. And so I don't know, you know, whatever that may look like for you. But I'm going to go ahead and share a few of mine that have been coming to me. And I'm going to try to do it as respectful as possible, because it's very spiritual. Y'all already know I do a lot of cussing, which I am working on. At the same time, I don't owe you guys no favors, and I don't owe anybody a favor. But anyway, I'm working on it though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Little by little, but I'm gonna really work on it this episode. If it slides, it slides. But anywho, you know, it's been multiple times where I have randomly encountered people who have like a certain message for me. And it's really funny when I say, you know, quote unquote message or word, because the things that they tell me in that moment is literally either something I have been praying for an answer about, or that I think about when I have my short little meditation moments that I do now, or it's something that I just feel in my heart. But I might not speak about it. I might not say it out loud. I may not, you know, nobody may not know about it but me. And so when I encounter these kind of moments, it literally just leads me in my thought, like my own spiritual thoughts, like, okay, Lord, I know for sure that message was for me. You know what I'm saying? Then I have moments of sitting with my thoughts and prayer and whatnot of on the level of, okay, how do I receive this? Or please help me apply this. You know what I mean? What am I doing? What needs to be done, or whatever the case may be. You know, we talk about this a few times on Spaz. Another thing is, you guys know that this year, one of my main focuses and goals is to find my purpose. I really, really want to find my purpose. And even though, like I said before, I kind of got an idea of what it is, and I do believe that I have multi purposes. You don't have to be obligated to one purpose. You know what I mean? I would like to take my time with different ones, but eventually I want a platform to where I can incorporate all things that I really do feel that I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? With the will of the Lord, the universe, whatever, that's going to, you know, guide me and lead the way to do it. I just got to literally let God and trust the process. That's my biggest thing. And I've had that given to me as well. But you know, I was at work. This is one of the most recent things. And I was talking to my boyfriend about it. And everybody's mind frame is different. And a lot of times I don't like sharing things sometimes, because I don't know if I say it out loud to whoever I'm trying to speak it or convey it towards, will they receive it or not? You know what I'm saying? Then I have realization to where it's like, I don't even care if they receive it. I just want to talk about it. It's good news. I like to share good news. I like sharing good news. And I'm starting to see that so many people are so used to negative news being shared. People literally do not know how to receive good news or how to be happy about good news. Or people are just such in negative spaces and mind frames to where they don't want to receive it. So you got to be cautious of that too, of who you share this, you know, insight with and whatnot, because somebody can change the whole vibe of it. What I can say, I'm really grateful that I have a pretty strong, frame, so I don't really let that energy, conflict me. So if I'm gonna share it, I'm gonna share it. And if you don't receive it, you don't receive it. If you don't, I'm not sharing it for congratulations or for, I'm just sharing it because, like I said, I like to spread the good news. You know what I'm saying? So I thank God that I do that. But it could be that people don't like sharing certain things because, you know, you got to be careful you share things with. I understand all of those kind of things. But at the same time, I don't want to be trapped in that type of a mentality, because that's not who I am. That is not who I am. I don't have that kind of a heart. I don't have that kind of a mind frame. I don't think like that. And I don't like moving in ways that are unnatural for me, period. Period, point blank. And I am very grateful that I personally have that type of a mind frame, and I never want it to be altered, changed, or anything like that. I would like to keep that, because for me, that's healthy. That's a healthy way of thinking. But long story short, you know, I'm in work, and we all know how I feel about my job. You know what I'm saying? I feel a certain way because I don't like the environment. So I've been really working on trying to, you know, remove myself from the environment and keep myself grounded in another type of an environment. Keep myself grounded on what the goal is. Why am I here? You know what I mean? I got bills to take care of. I have certain things to do. I don't want to be a slave to my bills either. I'm tired of that. Sometimes I go back and forth to thinking like, dang, like I be so caught up in like paying to live to where I'm not even enjoying. Like, I am not enjoying life. And I know that I'm supposed to enjoy life to the fullest. I know that I'm supposed to put off a certain energy for certain people to, you know, to see it. And the words that this man used is things that I literally pray to. And I'm not praying to y'all. I don't pray to any. I pray to God, right? I pray to the man above upstairs. And so, and those are normally intimate moments. And so therefore, when people are coming up to me randomly, I'm talking about strangers, y'all. I've been approached so many times by strangers. Shit, bums. Prayer warriors, pastors, like it doesn't, and it comes in every format, which is a good thing for me, because I live in every format. I'm not gonna lie, like I live in every format. I am not a born again Christian, and I don't even like the titles of religion, but I just happen to respect it. I was raised to respect it and to receive it and whatnot, and so, you know, I'm open to it. So I like, and I think that that's the reason why it's coming back to me, my answers and stuff like that, in that kind of a format, because at the end of the day, God knows how to speak to every single one of his children. That's just what it is. He knows how to speak to you, what way you need to be spoken to, and how you're going to receive it. And if you're ready to receive it, you know what I mean? So he's going to give it to you in little increments. I know these things. And so this man at work, you know, I'm walking out, you know, minding my business. And I'm really, it saddens me sometimes that sometimes I just naturally put off a certain, I put off a certain vibe with people who do not know me. We all know that everybody judges. A lot of people are stereotypical, whether they believe they are or they're not. We all have some ways about us that are judgy, that are stereotypical, that are racist. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. And I own all of it. I own all of it because I'm human and I'm in flesh, and that's just what it is. Like, I'm not going to act like I don't, you know, I be out here, you know, doing the right thing. That's not what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't. You know, y'all already know what's up. You know, I blow, drink, you know, I party. I'm a big cusser. I'm out here. I fornicate. You know what I'm saying? It's always whatever. You know what I mean? That does not mean that I am not loved and I am not highly favored. It absolutely doesn't mean that. And I can never allow somebody to tell me that. I literally will not receive it. I will not receive it, which is why I'm really iffy with the whole church thing. You can't sit here and tell me, sir, you just can't do it. Like, my spirit won't let me do it. I have a different type of a connection and a vibe. And so when I'm walking out, he stops me randomly. And it's funny because I've encountered him around You know, I just kind of walk by, do my thing. I mean, I'm friendly. I'm respectful. I'm going to definitely smile. Maybe give you a little smirk or say hi, excuse me in the hallway, stuff like that. This particular day, this man stopped me. I don't know what made him stop me. I was talking to the girl beside him, and I get good vibes from her. So I go on my way to make sure I speak with her. We speak to each other. We uplift each other with this. And she's a new hire. She's fairly new. She hasn't even been here more than like 2-3 months, I believe. So she's fairly new, and she just happened to gravitate towards me as well. And so she's, you know, we'd be talking. And he stopped me. He said, you know, I don't know how it came about, but I was talking. I said something like, well, this is temporary, because it is. And I have to remind myself that regularly now, like, you know what? It's temporary. This is temporary. And when it's time to move, God, you're going to guide me out. Plain and simple. I'm not going to be stressed. I'm not going to be upset. I'm not going to feel any type of a way about this. I'm going to let go, like, God, whatever. Right. And so what I noticed is that he tells me, he said, I see you opening your own business one day. And I look at him and I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm just receiving him, looking at him like, hey, I told him, I said, that's what's up. I received that. He said, I like that you said that. He said, but I also want to let you know that God told me to tell you that. And I said, I really received that. Because in my heart, I knew it. Like, okay, Lord, you know what I'm saying? I just knew it. So I went home, you know, I'm excited about it. Like, okay, like I'm getting my little messages in right now. Like I'm getting my little answers, you know what I mean? And okay, God. So then I went into another prayer. Well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Ooh, like, what do you want from me? Pretty much like, okay, coach, where I stand? Where I stand? You know what I'm saying? What ball you finna throw me? And where you want me to shoot it? And when is it time to shoot it? You know what I'm saying? And so we having this conversation. And so that, you know, that already, you know, opened up a door to where he's comfortable enough now to speak with me. So every blue moon, he'll come by my desk and we'll talk, we'll speak. And he's just been dropping like crazy gems. Like I'm just looking at him like, wow, Lord, like what? Now this man's coming at me, like approaching me on some like beast mode stuff. I'm talking about direct answers, because I know what I'm praying for, like I keep saying. And so I'm looking at him, I'm just receiving, I'm like, yeah, you know, we chopping it up. And it's just crazy to me how things, when you are in a space of, you know, manifesting things into your life, or, you know, praying for certain things, you know, to be shown to you in certain ways and whatnot. See, my biggest issue is I'm never really fully clear on how, on what message is being received. And so my prayers, my moments where I go into that kind of a mode, I'm very direct. Like, I'm very, very direct. Like, okay, Lord, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I need, please be, you know, show me a sign, or come at me in this way so I know it's you. That I, you know, so that only I know that this is meant for me, like, directly for me. And it really does be happening. Like, it's insane. And so this man, you know, we went to talking on about how back in the days we used to watch Benny Hinn. And how Benny Hinn, you know, if old school, if y'all know, if you guys, I don't even know if he's alive still or what that's about. But anywho, Benny Hinn was like an old preacher that used to come on TV back in the days. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right. I hope I am. But, you know, he was known for like, quote unquote, laying his hands on people and people like falling out. And I remember laughing with my cousin, like, this is fake. Like, anybody finna fall out, da 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 da. Mind you, I knew the word. I knew, you know, about Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff. But I never have that type of an experience, or, you know, and I never believed that it was true, and I thought it was phony and fake, whatever, you know, this is all a joke to me. It was, and I was a kid, I didn't really fully get it. But anywho, I remember when I was in the foster home, my foster parents, you know, obviously you guys know they're pastors, and there's a moment where a prayer warrior came to church, and when he came to church, he was laying hands on people and, you know, praying and whatnot, and some people were going down, some wasn't. And I don't know if I've ever told this story on Spaz before. I believe, I don't think I have. And if I did, I'm sorry for repeating it. But, you know, it's me, my sister, my best friend. And he, you know, he lays his hands on my best friend first. And she goes down. And that scared me. Because I'm looking like, what the fuck? Like, I know she ain't just going to go down like this. You know what I mean? It just scared me. Like, what the hell is going on? my sister, I'm looking at her like, this is my sister. I know she ain't finna play no games. Like, she's me. Like, what the hell? My sister goes down. And so now I'm really scared. Like, I'm scared. He walks up to me. He does not touch me. And I'm very, you know what, you guys? Don't let everybody pray on you. Don't let everybody put hands on you. And I don't think that certain things, like how people pray for my family, pray for this and that. I get it. And that's a beautiful thing. And I've asked for mass prayer like that before. But I start really changing that. And I'm trying to be more cautious of that because everybody, the same way people can pray for you in your best benefit, people can also pray against you. Demons are real. Witchery is real. Stuff like that is real. And so be very careful who you allow to lay hands on you, pray on you, all that kind of stuff. That might not always be the purest. That person may not be praying for you purely. So that's something to just keep in the back of your mind. But anywho, he does not put his hands on me. I've always been very particular, so I probably wouldn't even have let him put his hands on me. I would have backed up because I've never played that. Never since I was a little girl. I've never just liked people putting hands on me and praying. I just take that too seriously. But anywho, he just looks at me. He says, "Smile." I'm like, "No, I don't want to smile." Because why do I have to smile? What do you? I don't get it. Smile. No, I don't want to smile. And he looked at me, tilted his head. He smiled at me. He said, "Just smile." And I smiled. The minute that I smiled, you guys, I literally went down and I felt like I was floating on the cloud. I got up. I'm crying. I'm walking out. I don't know what the hell just happened. You know what I'm saying? But that was a real experience. That's one of my testimonies. That's why I personally don't, I just know I'm covered. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't question it. I don't make fun of religion or anything like that. And I definitely, that's one of the reasons why I have faith, that I do have faith and a higher power. So, you know, I'm sharing this story with this old man I'm telling you guys about at my work. He has a similar story like that. And, you know, and honestly, y'all, hey, he could. What if he's fooling me? I don't know. But like I said, the direct answers that I'm getting from this man here and there, and along with other people that that I have been encountering, has been mind blowing. At this point, I'm just trying to come up with a plan. Okay, what's the plan? And I'm trying to include my plan. I'm trying to include God in my plan. And I need to. I truly, truly need to. Don't take this as a Bible thumping moment. Born again Christian reader. That is not the route I'm taking. I don't want it to be misunderstood or misconstrued at all. At all. I just don't. Because that's not where I'm at. I like where I'm standing right now. And I like that I'm feeling comfortable in my prayers again and stuff like that. And that my faith is being revived and all that kind of stuff. So I just want to keep it going, copacetic as it is. The point of me sharing this with you all is simply that things come to you when it's time to come to you. Plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? You're not on your timing. Things cannot be rushed. And you might not be ready. Or maybe the world isn't ready for you. The universe isn't ready for what you are about to get out here and tear down. You know what I'm saying? It's not ready and it's not time. People tend to get frustrated and angry with themselves because you're so busy trying to compete with the person who's behind your phone screen. 9 times out of 10, you're trying to compete with somebody who's behind your phone screen in the social media world. That literally is a whole nother world that we all dibble and dabble with. Every single last one of it, you know, every single last one of us. And that's help. There's nothing wrong with social media and the entertainment of social media. There's nothing wrong with that. You can use that for the best benefit of you. People use it to market businesses. People use that to get money. People have became rich off social media. So there's definitely your pros in social media. That's not an issue. But that girl that you're comparing yourself to, who's sitting out on the beach, who's constantly on vacation, she's probably charging that vacation on her credit card, coming home really being in debt. Really, really sitting in debt. Or she's probably coming home to rent a room with her friend somewhere and doesn't have a bed to lay her head in. Doesn't have food in her refrigerator. Shit, I work full time, you know, and barely have food in my refrigerator on a regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Honestly, grocery shopping ain't even in my budget. I literally had to just tell my boyfriend that, like, that's not in my budget. Because right now, my money is tied up in bills. And that's temporary. That is going to be temporary because I'm not having that no more. Yes, maybe. So, okay, prime example. So, y'all, you may see me, you know, posting a picture. If I'm eating some seafood, I love seafood. But I literally just pay as I go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have, you know, I might treat myself really, really good one time. And people show, never forget that people show things, they share what they want to show. It's as simple as that. People are not going to put the camera on the dark of their light. I think that that would be healthy for us to see, you know what I'm saying? Especially with this younger generation who sees nothing, who knows nothing but social media and this lifestyle that people think is needed, and that you're a failure if you're not obtaining that lifestyle. So you're constantly rushing it. Be still. I've been saying this from the beginning of Spaz. Be still. Let certain things move into your life the way that it needs to move, at the pace that it needs to move in. I cannot tell you guys how many people are constantly telling me about what they think I should do or what I should do. Whether it be me doing sign language, whether it be me, I have a very, very strong passion for styling and clothing. That is my dream. That right there is my dream, literally. I have a very creative side about me that people, only some people know about, that they either tap in positively or they don't want to tap into a positivity or positivity, or they will rather see you just struggle and fall. They want to see you not believing in yourself. And those are messages that this man has been telling me. And these are things that I have been praying with. I don't want to go into full depth and detail, but a message and a word is a word. And I'm finally learning how to receive it. Like, I could truly say that. Like, I'm literally in a phase, and I'm in a space in my life, and it's just, I'm in a time frame to where I want to do nothing but receive it. I don't even like entertaining people who are looking at me who think I can't receive it. I just had somebody sit in my presence the other day telling me, like, oh yeah, like, you know, you care about what people think and questioning my relationship. And I'm looking at this person like, you don't even know me on that level, right, like that no more. And for you to even say that, that clearly tells you you don't know me, because I ain't never gave a damn about what people say. I don't even, if you know me well, I don't even share a lot of personal things. I'm an open book, yes. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. We could definitely have a conversation about it, but that ain't even my focus. My whole focus now is so shifted into where I could truly say it needs to be. Yes, I have moments where I get frustrated to where things are not happening quick enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being moved out of certain situations fast enough. You know what I'm saying? But I'm also really looking at it. I'm finally looking at it like, you know what, Lord? I don't think I'm ready for what you're about to prepare for me. You know what I'm saying? And I know in my heart that you're making sure that I'm 100% ready, because when you put me there, I'm finna kill this shit. Like, it's as simple as that. Like, I'm about to boss it and kill this shit. And I know that you know that. And I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to really believe it. And I need assurance. I need reassurance that this is what it is. And I'm getting it, y'all. I'm getting it. And I'm pretty sure out there, whoever listening, you out there listening, somebody listening to this and they 100% feeling me and they going through the same thing and you getting reassurance as well, but you kind of question it a little bit. Like, oh, is it legit? Is it real? Is it real? Baby, it's real. Baby, it's real. And it's time for us to receive it. Let's receive it together. Let's receive this together, because I also said in my pod before, I'm ready for the last to be first and first to be last. You know what I'm saying? That's been happening too. I've been seeing a lot of people out here winning, and y'all already know I genuinely love to see people win. That's not a joke. That's real. That's real. I love seeing people love themselves and being confident with themselves and exactly who they are and their true testimony and their true phase and their true whoever they are, living their best life as is. And maybe you're not living your best life like how you think she is on that beach across the country. Maybe you living your best life in your little small studio apartment, but you healthy, you here, and you live, and you're able to maintain that small studio apartment, and you got your own space. You got your own space. You ain't got to share your space like how that girl may have to go home and share a space. I don't know. It's 5 people in one room, no bed. Hot water going out, going to bed hungry, not eating. You know what I'm saying? Depending on a man to take care of bills, or depending on parents to help finance. Whatever people's situation is, we don't know each other's situations. We don't. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's situation is a situation. Be grateful that you're still able to have a situation. You know what I'm saying? We're losing people left and right. And unfortunately, we're in a time and age right now to where we can literally see people going. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about from the young rappers that we've been losing left and right, from, you know, the passengers on the airplane that Kobe was on, left and right. It's insane. The viruses that are happening right now. I mean, we've dealt with so many different viruses. So, you know, I'm not saying that that's to be taken lightly, because it's not. It's scary. You know what I'm saying? But just the things in the world that we living in, you know what I mean? Like, you know, count your blessings, man. Count your blessings and receive the words that you know are meant for you. Because I guarantee you, if you really sit back and you sit quietly and you think about certain things that you have directly prayed for, or that you meditated with, or that you've been trying to manifest in your life, you're getting little signs that it's working in your favor. Little by little, you are for sure getting some type of sign. I know that God is showing you some type of a sign, or he's giving you little messages here and there, that it's working or it's not for you. And he's steering you in another direction. Let yourself be steered. Allow yourself to be steered. Allow yourself to go left if you're supposed to go left. Quit trying to fight it and go right. Quit. Why? This man already know. I don't think that the universe and the world is intended for us to do that. We're such powerful human beings. We're not intended to sit on this earth and not enjoy certain things and move and not be able to like get out here and think we can move mountains and everything else. Like this world was literally built for us to enjoy in the best way. We're not supposed to work all day and die. Because I sometimes have moments where I think that, like, damn, Lord, I know that I wasn't meant to just work and die. Because at the same time, you know, I personally have a fear of losing things that I've worked hard for, because I grew up not having a lot of things. So it's hard for me to let things go because I grew up literally not having. And that's not for everybody to understand. Some people are looking at it like, how come you know, you ain't got no kids, or you can just get up and go with you. Woo-woo. Yeah, it ain't really that easy. And it's really not that easy when my whole life was always getting up and going, whether we was being evicted, whether we didn't have nowhere to go, whether we couldn't pay this hotel room tonight, or what. I have a story like everybody else. You don't even know my story, and I might not want to share it with you. We don't need to go into detail, but just know that there's a reason for everything, and it's not on your timing. Hell, it ain't even really on my timing. We are literally on ball time. Let's not forget that. Let's absolutely not forget that, and let's make the best out of it. You know what I'm saying? And so I know I just went back and forth and all that kind of stuff. It is what it is. I mean, that ain't nothing new at this point. So what? I just really wanted to share that message because I'm getting these answers, y'all. And I'm about to start putting that in motion. And I'm going to do it with God on my side. You know what I'm saying? And I personally think that he's going to allow me to be me. And he's slowly going to work on me. He's going to give me a little bit at a time until I'm fully ready to do what I need to do and to fully put him first and everything else. But there's no way that he's not going to bless me. That ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just at a point now to where it's just amazing how it's working and how I'm literally making my prayers direct and I'm getting direct ass answers. I got to get going though, you guys. It's time to get in here and shake a leg. I got to start deep conditioning my hair and get going and, you know, go handle some business. Next week, I am planning, well, not really next week, but the next podcast, should I say, I'm planning on having one of my friends, Lena, to sit with us and let us know, teach us how to get into, like, you know, owning a small business. She owns a business. She's going to share that with you all, and we're going to get some pointers from her with that. We're all going to learn together. It's going to flow naturally. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to hear how that goes and what kind of gems that she's going to be able to drop for us. And I'm hoping that that's just as useful as a home ownership one. And so we're going to go ahead and take it from there. I appreciate y'all time, you guys. And they never take it for granted. You already know what's up. This was Spaz.